bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
For a long time now, you've probably been hearing about inflammation and how that affects your body. Well, what exactly does that mean? Well, today we're not only going to be talking about inflammation, but we're going to be talking about something called fatflammation. And this is created by the wonderful Lori Shemek, PhD. She's a leading fat cell researcher, health expert, weight loss expert, keynote speaker, and recognized authority on inflammation and its role in weight loss, preventing disease, and optimizing health. She is also the author of the best-selling book, How to Fight Fatflammation, and the best-selling author of Fire Up Your Fat Burn. Hi, Dr. Shemek. How are you? Or should
Hi,
I call you Lori?
Lori, please. Yes. It's so great to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I've met Lori on Twitter. I've met so many great people, and it's so nice to actually develop friendships from it and then get to talk to fantastic people like yourself who are so incredibly knowledgeable. I'd love to know, Lori, how did you first get involved in healthy living?
Well, it all started when I was a very young girl watching my mother's health degrade and knowing that she could make different choices. So I, at her memorial service, she died very young, leaving three young children without anywhere to go behind. And knowing that she could have made different choices, it set me on the path to helping other people. That's what I wanted to do, and I made that decision at her memorial service. And so initially I went into counseling families, and I had a lifelong passion for health and nutrition. And so I would change my clients' eating behavior. Just create like a short grocery list, and I would see their health change, their children's health change, and it was amazing that the success that they had simply by changing what they ate. And so that led me down the road of going back to school, which I did not want to do really, but it was necessary. And combining my background in psychology, combining my education in nutrition, I started my own organization, and that's what I'm doing now, is helping people lose weight and create optimal health. And when I first started, I really wanted people to create optimal health, but the majority of my clients were overweight, 99% of them. And so what the good news is that when you do lose weight, you are creating optimal health. And so that's the takeaway for that.
Well, talk to us a little bit about inflammation and then fatflammation, and what's the difference, or is there a difference?
There is a difference, because we used to think that our fat was just this inert, jiggly mass that just kind of sat there and didn't do too much. We now know that our fat is, in fact, very much alive. It's actually our largest endocrine organ in our body, and it's actively sending out messages and more, determining whether to either store fat or release stored fat the way a healthy fat cell is supposed to do. But when our fat cells become blocked with fat and other compounds such as sugar, the fat cells, these enlarged fat cells, lack oxygen, which, by the way, is needed to burn fat. So this creates more storage of fat, damages the cell, and actually damages the mitochondria of the cell, which is very, very important. And that's actually a whole nother topic, but suffice it to say, the mitochondria, the healthier your mitochondria are and the more you have of them, the leaner and healthier you are. So this effect reduces the effectiveness of weight loss hormones, and such as leptin, that tells the brain you've had enough to eat, or it prevents the constant triggering of ghrelin, for example, when your fat cells are healthy. So that's what you
want to
do.
What is that?
Ghrelin is a
hunger
hormone.
I've heard of it, but for people who don't know. Okay.
Right. Ghrelin is a hunger hormone. So when your fat cells are inflamed, it's triggering ghrelin effectively, and it's making you feel hungry. I call it the growling gremlin in your stomach. And so it's something that you can, once you start releasing the stored fat, reversing the inflammation within the fat cell, this metabolic effect, which is unfortunately vicious it's a vicious cycle, because the more fat that gets packed into that cell, the more inflamed it gets, the more inflammatory molecules are released. And, of course, then you have a slower metabolism and on, right? You keep gaining weight. But when you create a healthy fat cell, one that's not inflamed, then it releases stored fat. And you actually then begin to create optimal health as well, because you're not, you know, you don't have all that inflammation circulating within your system.
So does the fat formation have a worsening effect on your leptin and your ghrelin than just regular inflammation?
Yes, it does, because it's coming, you know, you're getting more of it, if you will, and directly from the fat cell. So the good news is that you can actually reverse this inflammation within the fat cell and reverse inflammation within the body as well. It has a beneficial effect as well. So, yes, you can have inflammation in your body. You can have it in your joints. You can have it. There's different types of inflammation, acute inflammation, which we all need. It's a necessary part of our immune system because it helps us heal. And that would be like a sunburn, a cold, or a cut on the finger. But there's silent inflammation, which is different than fat inflammation or fat cell inflammation. It's like having a sore on the inside of your body that never heals. And you see it in diseases such as heart disease and cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and other major diseases, diabetes. So these are silent inflammation is the core cause of most illness, disease, and faster aging as well. So fat cell inflammation is, again, it's an organ, and it's producing inflammation that, again, circulates throughout the body.
Yeah, and that's going to have a negative impact on so many different areas of your health. So in the book, How to Fight Fat Formation.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And fire up your fat burn. So let's jump in. What are some of the strategies to fight this?
So one of the strategies, and the main one, is to, which everyone knows, is to drop the sugar out of your diet, because sugar is the number one inflammatory food, if you can call it that, okay? And the body doesn't like excess sugar. And so when the cells can't hold any more sugar, it goes directly to this next storage depot, and that is your liver. And your liver is your number one fat-burning organ. And we need our liver healthy in order to burn fat effectively. And this is very important because many people are so frustrated. They say, Dr. Lori, I can't lose any weight. I'm doing everything right, I think. And what happens is they're still counting calories. They're, you know, choosing those 100-calorie snack packs, which are packed with sugar and white flour, which metabolizes just like sugar. It is as inflammatory. And so when you get those two ingredients out of your diet, you are going to see marked change in your weight. You're going to see much change. Now, having said that, there are also other things that many other things that you can do, but that would be the first go-to, I would say, that it will take roughly about a week to 10 days to really stop feeling the first 3 days are the worst when you get off sugar, and it becomes smoother sailing as you go. But once you get off sugar, your life is so different. You're not chained to wanting that sugar every day. And I know how it is because I was addicted to sugar when I was in school at a younger age. So
yeah, it's really tough, but it's doable.
Yeah, it is doable.
You have to put your mind to it. And you know, I did it for a long time and I felt great. And then it kind of snuck back in because I'm really love dark chocolate and it's a very low a dose, but still then I'm like, oh, well maybe I'll try that other sweet thing or this other. So I'm kind of back. So this is such good timing. I'm trying to get myself back off the sugar train. Choo choo, get off the sugar train. You know, it can be really, tough, but it is doable. So it makes difference.
So just going back to the liver I neglected to mention. That so the sugar is getting stored in there, and then it gets turned to fat. It's not only creating a fatty liver, but the sugar is also glycating the liver, which means that it's caramelizing the tissue. So if you have a lot of sugar within your body, the cells are saturated in it, okay? And this has a caramelization effect. You can see it on the stove top, for example, when you brown potatoes, the crunchy part, the crispy part, or a charred grilled steak, or fried chicken. All of that crispiness is called glycation. And that same effect happens not just creating wrinkles and sagging skin on the outside of our body, but on the inside as well. It affects our organs, such as our liver. And so once we get off that sugar, the liver's free to help you burn fat effectively. Get off the white flour as well, free to help you burn fat effectively. You begin to tone up, lean out, and, you know, life really does change because you're healthier now. So that's one very important.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so then what you want to do, in the book, I talk about your gut health. Your gut health is key to your optimal health, your mental health, and your weight as well. So your immune system, 78% of it resides within your gut. Your mood, for example, the feel-good neurotransmitter serotonin, 90% of it is made within the gut. Our gut is contains 500 million brain cells, which is astounding and staggering. And our weight is directly tied to the balance of gut bacteria that we have. So if we have a diet that's packed full of unhealthy foods like sugar and white flour, processed foods, anything in a box pretty much, then you're feeding the bad gut bacteria. You're actually, and sugar, by the way, is its number one preferred source of fuel, okay? So you're feeding the bad gut bacteria. They are multiplying, and you're feeling worse. You're getting fatter and sicker. So what we want to do is we want to stop feeding the bad gut bacteria and begin feeding the healthy bacteria. So the healthier your gut bacteria are, the leaner and healthier you are. So researchers, they've taken the gut bacteria from an obese person, planted it in that of a lean person, and the lean person actually became overweight. And they've done the opposite. They've taken the gut bacteria from a lean person, planted it in that of an obese person, and the obese person became lean. And so it wasn't a very pretty way they did it. I won't go into that, but suffice it to say that it actually is very important how healthy your microbiome is.
You know, it's interesting you said that about it not being very pretty, because immediately my mind is thinking, why aren't they doing this then? Why aren't they having some, you know, instead of what's that thing called, the band or some kind of procedure like that?
Yeah.
Why not just put in the good gut bacteria to give the person a head start? But it sounds like it's too complicated.
Right. It's complicated. And the other issue is we don't know exactly what bacteria or strains of bacteria or bacteria are creating this weight loss effect. And that's why I recommend to my clients and readers to take a multi-strained probiotic. But even better than that, in combination, I recommend very highly that you eat prebiotics, which, again, feed the healthy bacteria. Because just one tablespoon of, say, sauerkraut, which is a prebiotic, probiotic food, contains billions and hundreds of billions of probiotic bacteria. And research shows that just one tablespoon changes your gut health within 3 days, which is magnificent. That's what we want. And those and the types of foods that are prebiotic are artichokes, for example, asparagus, onions and garlic and leeks and beans and bananas. These are the types of foods that are healthy for you. In fact, really pretty much any vegetable is going to do that, especially leafy greens. You want to add, I recommend adding leafy greens every single day to your diet. That's part of my 3-week plan. And so in the end, when you make all of these changes, you are actually creating optimal health and weight loss. Because when you reverse fat cell inflammation by doing these things, then you begin to lose weight. And again, that inflammation goes away.
You know, before we jump into some recipes, because it is Foodie Friday, I just want to mention, I don't know if people know, but this show, Talk Healthy Today, was created by the wonderful people at AIM Media. They do Clean Eating Magazine, Vegetarian Times, Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness. As a matter of fact, Better Nutrition Magazine has created a 90-day program. It's running June through August. It can help walk you through some of the best ways to kick sugar cravings. Here we go.
Nice.
Get better sleep, reduce your stress, and much more. It's called Go Natural in 90. If you want to learn more about this powerful program, you can go to betternutrition.com. And best of all, you can enter to win fantastic and fun prizes throughout the summer, including multivitamins, protein, powders, herbs, green foods, probiotics, and more. This is right up our alley. So, Lori, let's jump into some of your favorite recipes. And you also mentioned a three-week plan. Tell us about that first, actually, and then some of the foods that we can make and some of the ways you like to prepare your foods.
Absolutely. So the three-week plan, the first week is you're eliminating all foods that are going to either potentially or are causing food sensitivities. And then in the third week, you'll be adding them back. But in the meantime, the first week is you're adding in just delicious foods that many people have not had a lot of, such as vegetables and veggies. But you're also getting to eat foods like chocolate and your wonderful smoothies and meals. One that the readers really rave about is called a Texas skillet. Super easy. You take ground turkey, for example, or any type of meat that you want. You add in your Tex-Mex spices and tomatoes, some spinach in there, and it's delicious. It's so quick. It's so easy. You can feed it to the whole family, and you're creating optimized health with it. You're reversing inflammation with the leafy greens and the tomatoes. You're actually promoting optimal health as well. And there are, you know, in the recipes that I like to make, I made paleo muffins the other day. They were delicious, and you can see them. I have a group on Facebook in the called the same name as the book, called How to Fight Fat Inflammation. And you can see my artistic work there, haha. But the muffins are delicious, okay? So you just use it. It's simple to make. You add honey in there. You add almond flour, baking powder, and blueberries, and you're good to go, and eggs. And you mix it up, good to go, and you've got these delicious muffins, okay? Super easy, and you can have muffins whenever you want, as a, you know, not often, but here and there.
Oh, sure.
And so,
yeah, because they have honey in them, right? So
right.
If you're cutting out sugar, is it okay to have those occasionally, or where do you stand on that?
Occasionally. So it's not much sugar and not much honey in there, and that's a very good question, because I look at sugar and honey as pretty much the same. Honey, however, does have properties that are more, the enzymes and antioxidants. But if you are not off sugar, it would kickstart, and for some other people, it may kickstart your cravings for sugar. But if if you have created a lot of insulin sensitivity, which is very important to optimal health, then your ability to withstand any cravings is stronger. So.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So what you want to look at being creative, in terms of your food. For example, you can create ice cubes. I put on my Dr. Lori Shemek page on Facebook how to create something so simple. You just put fruit, little berries in the ice cube tray, a berry, for example, and then fill it with coconut water. And you freeze it.
Mm.
That's a great way to get you to drink more water every day. And by the way, water is very important to your weight loss success. And we can go into that if you want in a little bit. Other things you can do, for example, if you're not addicted to sugar, freeze grapes. Okay, red grapes, green grapes, put them in the freezer. And you can have them if you ever get a craving for dessert or you want something sweet. They are excellent. They're harder to eat than a grape, so they last longer. And it's like a little popsicle.
Oh, nice.
So that's something.
My grandmother always talked about doing that. She used to
really
do that. Yes. And I need to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. About this for years. Like, there's so much stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot to freeze the grapes.
Yeah, just throw, put them in the freezer.
That is a really good thing. And, all right, you know, I will do that because that sounds fun.
And adding protein to your diet is very important. If you're not sensitive to eggs, and in my program you would find out if you were or not, you can make beautiful, safe foods, omelets, or any types of foods that are going to help you not only stop hunger and cravings for hours, but you're going to help stop, reduce that risk of type 2 diabetes. Very important, because people who tend to gain weight are at risk of type 2 diabetes. So by balancing your blood sugar, by adding more protein to your diet, reducing excess carbohydrate intake, you are well on your way to weight loss success and optimized health as well. Adding healthy fat into your diet is excellent. So we didn't talk about that, but that's a very important point. Many people, they have a fear of calories and they have a fear of fat. So the first thing they do when they pick up a package is look at how many calories it has. The next thing they do is look at how many fat grams it has. And neither one matter too much in the scheme of losing weight and health. You know, of course, if you sit around eating 8,000 calories a day, you will gain weight. The same is true as if you sit around eating 400 calories a day, you will lose weight. But for us people who don't do that, normal eating people, we don't want to look at the grams and the calories and the points and all of that. What you want to do is look at the food itself. You want to count nutrients, not calories, okay? And you add in olives, healthy olive oil, coconut oil. You want to add in avocado oil, or an oil that I highly recommend called MCT oil, which is part of coconut oil's makeup. Very effective in helping you to boost your metabolism, improve brain health, and lose weight. Very, very good oil. Clears up that brain
fog. I love all those oils. I especially love avocado oil. It's the only one I'll cook with if I'm cooking.
Same here.
I don't tend to cook with super high heat, but if it's a little higher, I definitely use avocado oil.
And that's a
good
point.
I think it's wonderful.
Lisa, that's a very good point about the high heat. Many people do cook high heat. And when you do that, you change that fat to an inflammatory fat, because you're changing the structure of the fat, and you don't want to do that. So when you cook with olive oil, which is really a fragile oil, you want to only cook it at the highest temp at a sauté. That would be the highest temperature, or just use it, you know, raw, cold, as in a salad. But like
you
said,
one of the things that I made recently. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was excited. So what I usually do with I have this great olive oil. I wish I could remember the brand. It's a Greek olive oil. It's got fresh lemon and garlic and oregano, and it's fantastic.
Delicious.
And so what I'll do is I'll saute zucchini noodles in avocado oil. And then I'll add some shrimp or chicken or something, or some vegetables too. And then I'll sprinkle or dazzle, not sprinkle, dazzle. I'll dazzle my meal. I will drizzle.
We love to dazzle
my
our
words
meal.
Today.
That's our point.
That's a good, maybe I created something new. Dazzle
you
your
did.
Meal.
I love
Lori
that.
Lori and Lisa. Hey, I like
hashtag
that.
Hashtag dazzle that your should, meal.
Yeah. You should totally do that. That's so funny. Okay. We're going to talk after, because that's a good idea. At any rate, drizzle it on. And then that way you don't hurt the fragile oil.
Right. Exactly. That is a great tip. Yeah. And so, you know, the olive oil, the coconut oil, I didn't mention macadamia nut oil, those three, and the MCT you don't want to heat at all. MCT oil,
medium
chain triglycerides is what it means. And you can buy it at a Whole Foods or online, anywhere. But it's highly effective in helping you lose weight and create optimal health. But the avocado, macadamia, and coconut, you can use at a higher heat without risk of changing the structure of the fat.
Now, we only have a few minutes left, Lori, but I wanted to ask your opinion. You've probably seen recently, there was, I don't know if it was through the Heart Association, I should know, but there was something that came out saying coconut oil isn't good for you after all, which I don't believe. Did
Absolutely.
You see this? And what's, obviously, I'm assuming you don't.
Yeah, I'm writing a blog, in fact, right now about it.
Oh, wonderful.
Blog post. And it is the American Heart Association, and they said that coconut oil is not healthy. when it's in there's a ton of new research that shows it's very healthy. They were using research to back up that claim from the 1960s. Weak research at that. And so it's much more complicated. This is an organization that millions of people pay attention to. And it distresses me in the sense that millions of people are going to stop using coconut oil when, in fact, the research clearly shows that it is very healthy for you. So you know the American Heart Association is holding hands with a lot of pharmaceuticals, right? They're a funded organization. And a lot of statins come from these pharmaceuticals. So I'll just leave it at that. But it is unfortunate that even on their website, they show that they're actually recommending margarine, if you can believe that. American Heart Association. Right.
I can't believe it. That's so disheartening that it all comes back to money, doesn't it?
It does. I know it.
We should do a whole show about that, Lori.
Yeah, that would be great. And you know the Harvard scientists that were paid off to alienate or vilify rather fat. The sugar industry paid these Harvard scientists.
Yes,
and that's something else. Again, money, right? It all comes back to money. In the end, that came out recently.
So maybe, hopefully, this coconut oil thing will crack as well.
You know, I'm not sure because they're a huge organization, but you know, there are a lot of health experts out there writing about it, reading, promoting the truth, just as you know, on platforms such as this, giving me the opportunity to promote the truth. It's something that if you're interested in your health, hopefully you're listening to shows like this and you will receive the truth.
Well, Lori, I always love talking with you. I can't wait to have you back.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do a whole bunch of things. There's so much to talk about. In the meantime, how do we find you on social media? I know you have huge followings.
Thank you. I'm on Twitter as Lori Shemek, Shemek, and I'm on Facebook as Dr. Lori Shemek, and you can find me on my website, drlorishemek.com. My book, How to Fight Fatflammation, is sold anywhere books are sold, including Amazon, and you can find my other book, Fire Up Your Fat Burn, on my website. You'll see the little book, Fire Up Your Fat Burn. So everything's there.
Terrific.
And I have a website full of healthy information that people can read.
Well, I'm looking at your beautiful berry ice cubes on your Facebook page and your frozen grapes. I got to do that for my daughter. And
she would love so much
great information. Yeah, she would. She loves grapes. I will do that today.
Yes,
I got to go shopping. I'm going to get some organic grapes. I'm going to do this. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy Today. You can check us out on social media. Facebook is at Talk Healthy Today Podcast. Instagram at Talk_Healthy_Today. Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy Today. Dazzle your food and keep listening to Talk Healthy Today. Stay well.